We all have gathered in Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. for the second day to march down to the White House. There's a bunch of organizations here in different coalitions. The one I found out about it from was through Shut Down D.C. And the organization is the People versus Fossil Fuels, or that's the movement today. I think the main point today is about keeping the fossil fuels in the ground as a first step, not extracting anymore. Everyone was asked to attend a training the night before every action that you're planning on risking arrest. There's two groups every day. One who is planning on risking arrest, and they approach the fence of the White House, and apparently sitting on the fence of the White House is a crime of some sort. I think everyone was charged with blocking the sidewalk, basically, and given the equivalent of a traffic ticket, at least for the first day. But they weren't exactly sure what was going to happen and how the police were going to react, so they were just prepping everyone for all the possibilities, kind of separating everyone into a who knew that they were going to risk arrest, being trained for that. So they sang some songs, they did some prayers, especially yesterday and Sunday night. They were really centering indigenous voices and trying to look towards indigenous people as leaders and elders and lots of people who have come from the front line of other fights, fossil fuel fights, fights to stop different pipelines all across the country. Those people have gathered here to directly go to the White House and address the government and the Biden administration and demand that there's some immediate action around this, specifically declaring a climate emergency, something he has the power to do that could happen today. We want that to happen today as the first step, at least.
I just want to remind us that what we're calling for here is not crazy. President Biden actually has the ability to use his executive powers to do everything that we're asking him to do. So we are calling on him to do that this week, and we are not going to take no for an answer. We are going to be here all week. Yeah. This is about this week, this is about putting it all out on the line, and it's also about continuing on this fight for the long term. So we're here together this week. We're going to be asking Biden to stop all fossil fuel projects. That means stopping fracking, it means stopping drilling, it means stopping pipelines. We're going to be asking him to declare a climate emergency for a just transition and keep his promises to environmental justice communities across this country.
One people hand in hand.
One people hand in hand.
One struggle till we heal us all.
One struggle till we heal us all.
So we stand.
We stand.
To protect the land.
To protect the land.
One people hand in hand.
One people hand in hand.
One struggle till we heal us all.
One struggle till we heal us all.
Now I know y'all gonna sing this powerfully because this is a powerful declaration. So we gonna do it like we mean it. And tonight when we do it, let's try to feel this in our bodies, because sometimes we need to sing about the movement we're building before we feel it, before we have it. So when we sing this tomorrow in front of the White House and we say these words, one people hand in hand, that also means it's a commitment to treat each other with love and respect. It's a commitment to do the work of indigenizing this land. And so when we do it, let's celebrate that beautiful commitment and the movement we need and the movement that we're building. Let me hear you do it like this. It goes like this. We stand to protect the land. One people hand in hand. One struggle till we heal us all. We stand to protect the land, one people hand in hand, one struggle till we heal us all. We stand to protect the land,
a big one, especially yesterday, was really focused on was honoring the treaties that all already exist. A huge thing that we could do as a country for the environment would be to simply honor the treaties that already are in place, and that would help a lot of the environment and a lot of the illegal extraction that's going on just right away. I mean, talking even larger picture, the end goal is they want the land back. There's one of the chants that's a slight change from the no justice, no peace chant is that you can have no justice on stolen land. So all of this is land stolen from indigenous people, and we can have no peace until there's justice, and there's no justice on this land. Giving the land back to the indigenous people, and that's even a step beyond honoring the treaties within the stolen land.
Our ancestors are here today with us and giving us our strength and our power to stand up and face you. Because we are here and they are with us.
We remember.
We remember.
We survive.
We survive.
We remember.
We remember.
Over last summer, I was heavily radicalized by the Black Liberation Movement and the George Floyd uprising, and felt compelled, like many people, to go to the streets and start taking concrete action and direct action. And climate action and climate justice seems to be one of the most prevalent and important focuses of social activism right now. And of course, it goes hand in hand with racial justice. There is no climate justice without racial justice, and indigenous liberation and Black liberation are tied hand in hand as well. So it all feels very connected, and there's some familiar energy and some familiar faces from two summers ago. And we are facing a scary world that gets more and more apocalyptic-like every day, and it feels good to be doing something and be putting your body on the line for what you think is right. In general, throughout the day, it was really cool to be in this city, the city of Washington, D.C., which has this tall, concrete, square buildings looming over us, looking down on us, and police filling the streets and American flags flying. It's sort of a scary demeanor throughout the city. And to be here with all these people, with loving signs and playing drums and singing songs in indigenous people's languages, and just hearing those sounds and feelings echoed throughout this concrete city was rather uplifting and nice to hear.
Yes, my people, you sound amazing. I can feel y'all love filling up this tent right now, filling up this square. One of the things that's happening right now is the songs, if you can feel it, they're gonna be able to hold us, to keep us connected to each other during our day, to remind us what moment it is and what we're doing out here. Now's the time, indigenize. This is the fight to stay alive. We said, now's the time, indigenize. This is the fight to stay alive. One more time, now's the time,
indigenize.
This is the fight
to stay alive.
You got it. Make some noise for yourselves.